Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm alongside a man that was in attendance when Hank Gathers died on a basketball court. That is an OG right there. You talk about March Madness and you talk about all the stuff that's happened throughout. I am with a man who goes back that far to where he covered that game. I'm astonished, John Lopez.
Well, it was actually, I was just watching that game because I was scheduled to meet with the Gathers and Bo Kimball and you know, everybody there like the next day on an off day because I think it was a conference tournament game. And we were going to do a big feature on them because they were the story of the year. They were scoring 130 points a game. And they changed basketball the way it was, you know, it was being played at that point. And it sounds, you know, dire and awful, and it was. I mean, but just to sit there, and everybody stood up at first, and he was just convulsing on the floor and shaking, and then his mother runs out of the stands. Everybody knew what was going on right there. Ooh, I just got chills again on my arms from trying to remember that. It was devastating, and obviously everything was pushed back several days, and they had the memorials, and the Chronicle just ended up keeping me there. And because it was such a national story, and I didn't go to the funeral, but went to the memorial and all that. It was incredible. I need to call up that story. I'll find it. I literally just got chills on my arm again from that. It was crazy.
That's got to intensify things a little bit, given your previous assignment. Not saying your other assignment didn't have any urgency in it, but my gosh, that's insane. Speaking of March Madness, the games are less than an hour away from starting. We're going to have those for you, and we're going to keep you updated. But if you want to listen to them, Sports Radio 650 is going to have every game of the college basketball tournament, courtesy of our friends here at Twin Peaks. Just to reset why I ended up getting one of the longest emails I've gotten in a long time, an old-school letter to the editor and someone that's pissed off at John Lopez because of a theory that you've been floating around in the last week or so. Reset and tell the audience what your recent theory is about Texans general manager Brian Gain following the Texans' lack of activity, we'll call it, in free agency.
Well, it occurred to me last week. We've developed it some more this week, and I'm convinced that's what it is. It's Moneyball. I always want to emphasize that Moneyball is a good thing for a lot of organizations. You know, it's finding value in a player as it compares to their production, right? Making the most economically. Moneyball, people often confuse it, and I believe that's what your guy who wrote you that letter did, with small market teams either tanking or using, making the most out of value, low-level players that can rise to the major leagues. No. Moneyball is a euphemism for sabermetrics, and sabermetrics is not just that. Sabermetrics is, in fact, everything, getting value out of everything that you do in a given, in your decision making, building a team or whatever. So, I'm interested to hear what the old school letter to the editor was that you got, because I'd like to respond to that.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, reading a letter I got from a loophole. Angry at John Lopez for calling Brian Gain a Moneyball user. Mm-hmm. The letter starts off with a couple paragraphs basically questioning my analogy that Brian Gain is like the parent that gives his kid money in his college fund instead of a big gift.
I like that analogy.
He took that too literal and said, well, what's the college education here? The point is, you're not going to enjoy the payoff until down the line. That's the point. Obviously, I'm not saying they're waiting 13 years or something like that for Brian Gaines. So he started off getting a little too literal.
Right.
But I feel like he made some good points when calling out the OG John Lopez.
Of course you did.
So here is the letter. This is the letter from the loophole, and I'll give you his name afterwards. There seems to be this idea from your co-host.
Uh-oh.
Especially that Gaines can really do, all caps, no wrong, and father knows best. Talk about giving someone a wide berth! Exclamation mark.
I'm glad. I'm impressed that he used the word berth.
I remarked to Lopez several times.
Did he spell it right?
Yes.
Okay.
B-E-R-T-H. I remarked to Lopez several times, but never heard back from him.
Hey, we get a
his
lot of
his money ball analogy is ridiculous. Thought you were a man of the people, man.
I am a man of the
people. Thought you were a man
we
of the people.
We get a lot of texts. I try to answer as many as I can.
So we're two paragraphs in, and already we've learned that you're ridiculous, but this person has a good vocab,
listen,
so you can
here,
take
pal,
him serious.
I may be ridiculous, but maybe not on this.
And you're not a man of the people.
I am absolutely a man of the
so
people.
So he then starts a list.
Okay.
Point number one. The A's were forced to play Moneyball because they were a small market team in a league and division with ludicrous spenders.
Incorrect.
They couldn't compete for free agents because of limited funds like the Angels and Yankees could.
I'll give you that.
So they invested in young players and stored them away cheaply in the minor leagues, then brought them up all together for one huge playoff run. When they didn't, they were sold off and those assets get younger. Rinse and repeat.
That's it?
That's number one.
Okay.
Keep going. Number two, there is no minor league for the Texans to store players away. The Texans aren't a small market team bidding against teams with more money, exclamation mark.
Mm-hmm.
This is a salary cap league. Not spending money and stowing it away does not make that team any better. Number three, unlike football, baseball is an individual sport. You don't really have to mesh playing styles and personalities for any kind of game plan.
Full stop. Baseball is an individual sport?
It's an individual team sport. I see what he's saying there.
I do not.
You can just go about your business and handle your business is what he's saying to where chemistry doesn't matter as much in baseball.
Totally disagree.
That's what he's saying.
Totally disagree.
We're reading a letter from a loophole directed at John Lopez for his Brian Gaines Moneyball theory. I'll continue.
Okay.
Guys don't learn how to play alongside one another. Offensive lines.
What?
Offensive lines do, all caps, exclamation mark. Defenses do, all caps, exclamation mark. All these interchangeable parts in short preseason means the Texans will forever be trying to find themselves and see who can play with whom and what works and what doesn't.
Jeez.
The Oakland A's Moneyball story is the little guy who rose up against enormous odds and struck down Goliath. Except you know what? They didn't. The A's never won using the Moneyball method. Never. And as far as I can tell, Brian Gaines never won a division title in Buffalo. He wasn't the GM, you know?
Right.
Tell me where Moneyball has won in the NFL. If Lopez can't, then he needs to take this tired analogy and put it to bed! Exclamation mark. Right now, Julian Davenport is slated to start at left tackle for the Houston Texans. He was the 73rd ranked tackle in the NFL out of 64 tackles. He committed 15 penalties last year. Five were illegal procedure penalties, which means this stiff was costing the Texans five yards before plays ever began. All caps plays, all caps even, all caps begin. So while Lopez waxes poetic about disposable players,
thank you.
Those disposable players are playing snaps for the Texans. We have to find ways to try to win despite the likes of Julian Davenport. Sickening, really.
I like the way you're doing this.
Hugs. Sign, Loophole, Steve Dent.
All right. Loophole, Steve. All right.
That was well written, though. You got to at least give him that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Hold on a second. Loophole, Steve. All right. First, thank you for the letter. That was well done. You're right. It's a lost art, the old letter to the editor, the old letter to Landry Locker. So thank you for that. point number two.
Let's hold over point number two, because let's go to break and we'll let you defend yourself. We'll let you defend yourself next.
Let me just say this first.
No, I just like you foaming at the mouth.
No,
you
let me just say this first, because I think people will need to think about this during the break. The word ignorant also often has a bad connotation. If you look at the definition of ignorant, it just means you just don't know. It doesn't mean you're stupid. It means you just don't know. So his points, I will prove why they are ignorant.
All right, and we'll do that next. And we're also going to discuss the Rockets. They have two major, major, major problems, and one of them has nothing to do with what happened on the court last night. We'll get into that, and Lopez will defend himself next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.